This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A drive-through clinic this weekend in West Denver aimed to address lower vaccination rates among people of color. Denverite's Kevin Beatty was there.
If they need to see if you've been vaccinated, this is what you give someone, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Early COVID-19 vaccine data show most shots were going to Denver's wealthier, whiter residents. A group of Latina officials felt they needed to address the problem, so they worked overtime to set up this clinic on Denver's west side. It's in City Council member Jamie Torres's district.
Watching some of the early numbers was troubling. What we decided to do was just put ourselves into that process and try to break through a bit of that barrier. And what I'm feeling today is a sense of relief.
She and her colleagues directly called most of the 600 people who got shots. They hope to roll this model out to communities of color across the state.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
I'm Kevin Beatty with Denverite.
A Colorado congresswoman will oversee a committee hearing Tuesday on how to speed up the COVID-19 vaccine rollout. Democrat Diana DeGette chairs the subcommittee that will hear from local health officials about what's holding up vaccine distribution. Colorado's top public health expert is scheduled to testify. The average rent in Metro Denver fell slightly at the end of 2020 to a little more than $1,500 a month. The Apartment Association of Metro Denver shows rent is still up compared to a year ago, but the annual growth is the lowest it's been in more than a decade. They say the pandemic and other factors are pushing people away from renting in urban areas. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.